This is Jim Murphy, MP, the leader of the Scottish Labour Party, talking about our pledge today to increase spending in the NHS by £1 billion. The Labour Party has announced today that we will do something different from all of the other political parties. We'll invest £1 billion in Scotland's NHS. We know there's a crisis in A&E departments across Scotland, including in the Victoria Hospital. So we can either sit back and watch that happen or we can change it. Labour's going to introduce a mansion tax on properties worth over £2 million across the UK and use the money that those people living in those houses will have to pay to fund Scotland's NHS. We'll invest in 1,000 extra nurses for the NHS in Scotland because that's what's needed. Only Labour will deliver that. All the other parties will talk about the NHS. The Labour Party will invest in saving it. Okay, I'm just going to make up another question. Some people ask, well, is it fair that people down south pay for Scotland's NHS because most of these properties are based in London and the South East? I think it's right that people across the whole of the UK who live in houses worth over £2 million do pay for Scotland's NHS. Labour created the NHS. It's our proudest achievement and we're going to save it again from government underfunding and government inaction. The way to do that is to ask those who have the most money to pay a little more to fund what is our most important public service. And we're going to use the money to fund 1,000 more NHS nurses here in Scotland. Only Labour will make this happen. Only Labour will bring about a mansion tax to fund this. And only Labour's big enough and strong enough to beat the Tories and introduce this sort of policy. And I'm trying to think what else anyone else asks when I do this clip. I think what they ask is, when I did the interviews this morning, they said, what difference will it make? Labour's plan for £1 billion more in Scotland's NHS can make a massive difference. Only Labour's going to introduce this level of new money into Scotland's NHS because we cherish it and we want to rebuild Scotland's NHS. So a mansion tax on houses over £2 million across the UK will bring millions of pounds. And over the next few years, £1 billion into Scotland's NHS. We'll use that to start with investing 1,000 more NHS nurses. That sort of thing can make a huge difference in the Victoria Hospital and elsewhere all across Scotland. But you can only have this if you go out and vote Labour. If the Tories win again, or if Scotland's divided, David Cameron stays in power. Only Labour's big enough and strong enough to beat the Tories. That's the end of the interview from Jim Murphy. I'll press pause.